We're here in Austin. It's the South by Southwest Festival, and we've brought very little ourselves, a couple of outfits,
Chris, I can't,
and some attitude.
I can't believe the time has come again. Once every 18 years,
what?
This wonderful festival circles back. Haley's Comet-like. I'm thankful I was alive to see it, you know, twice.
But you know, I mean, you can remember being here more than twice, right?
Yes, but I believe in past lives.
Is it just that, okay, but is it that you did the math and you were like, oh, every 18 years, there's no way I've been here more than twice. I guess I'm misremembering?
No,
is that what you were thinking?
No, I remember I came here. I was a Wisconsin drugstore owner, and I came here in 1952 to South by Southwest. And then I was a Milwaukeean bathing suit model in 1974.
You're talking about this year.
I stand corrected, yes. Now that I'm looking down at my costuming, I'm realizing I was, in fact, talking about tonight with that one.
Can I just blow your mind right now?
Please.
I know you've been, and we'll circle back.
Put that gun down first.
Okay, sorry, I had that out because we're in an Uber, and I'm always on guard. We're going to be broadcasting all week from our Uber vehicles.
Well, you follow Lyft's recommendations for Uber use. Always have a gun pointed at your Uber driver.
That's right. And I don't know if that's just them trying to smear Uber or if that's honest legal advice.
So responsible friendship from Lyft.
Now listen, we're going to circle back to Lyft, and we're also going to circle back to the Jinx. The mind-blowing HBO show.
It's circling back. We haven't spoken about it.
Well, I'm initiating it right now, but I'm only skipping a stone off it. So that's why I'm saying we're going to circle back, because I'm going to blow your mind.
Oh, right.
I'm going to blow your mind like people's minds have been blown by the Jinx. And I'm going to do it by telling you that South by Southwest is an annual event. Your reaction.
Well, that's it. I'm caught. Etc.
What?
Yeah, no, I feel like you haven't.
You and I feel like you got caught on the Jinx.
Someone's only on episode 4 of the Jinx, isn't he?
It's true. I'm only on episode 4 of the Jinx. But also, you were not reacting to the annuity of South by Southwest when you just said you're caught.
Well, I just meant I'm caught in a annual, you know, repetitive
feedback
visitation.
Loop.
Yeah.
A feedback loop. A 365-degree feedback loop.
Delta Airlines-supported feedback loop of South by Southwest visitation.
Let me ask you about something I just realized.
I'll allow it.
This is fresh meat in tonight's conversation. Have you ever noticed that there are 360 degrees in a circle and 365 days in a year? That's awfully close. What the fuck is going on there?
I have noticed it. And for me, it's the discrepancy that burns, not how close they are.
You know, that's two sides of the same coin, though. I
mean. No. Wait, which side were you on?
I'm not even claiming a side.
Too close.
No, yeah. I just think it's crazy that they're so similar.
No, I
see. Or different.
I think they're too
or,
different.
Yeah, but they can only be remarkably different if they're pretty similar.
I think the hand of, you know, a malfeasant third party is involved who couldn't quite get it right. Look, if there were something, you know, sanctified about either of those numbers.
It's either Ra or Horus, I would say. If I had to place a wager.
Neither of the guys that work at your bodega are involved in this, so leave them out of this.
They're more than just guys.
What?
They night stalk, if you know what I mean.
Guys, night stalk? I've told you this.
No, not like that.
I've walked you through this.
Not like that, and I've learned to do that. That's not what these guys do. I could never learn to do what Ra and Horace get up to.
You mean sell you Teddy Grahams at 3 a.m.?
No, they dance on the Skyfire, man. They dance on the Skyfire.
Man, dude, those dudes sell you kettle chips at 3 a.m., and that's about it. I'll tell you what, I've talked to those dudes when you're not around. All they want to talk about is how that one time they sold you some Ritz bits. Those guys aren't up to anything.
That was a good night. That was a very good night.
For all of you?
I can't speak for them.
Well, I'm telling you, they're still talking about it.
Well, then, yeah, I think it was overall a remarkable evening. The night of the Ritz bits, because they sell them for $6 up in there. I'm talking about the snack pack.
What?
Your reactions.
I'm aghast. Dude, you want to buy Ritz bits? Buy them from me from now on. Hell, I'll sell them you for $5.50.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the, like, cereal box of Ritz bits. This is the small bag.
No, I caught all of your descriptors, and I'll sell them. I'll sell you a small bag for $5.50. Bro rates. Don't listen to Rod. Don't listen to Horace.
Well, we're arriving at our house. We'll be at South by Southwest all of this entire whole week.
We'll be speaking like this for hours to come without recordings.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.